This is Sunday Satsang, May 26, 2024. There's questions and answers. Jai Radhisha. So.
Maybe just something to the text that you have read. And my question is, like, it's so much emphasized when one has perfected, like, sadhana siddha, then one can go back. Why is not more emphasis on when someone perfects one's inner bhav, that then is a chance to go back? Why is it, like, can you say something to it?
What's it, you're asking, when it becomes sadhana siddha, they attain prema, and they can give up their body immediately because of separation, or Krishna maybe let them live longer to give benefit to others, even though they have no more karma to stay alive. That's the usual condition of a sadhana siddha. But you're saying, what about the bhav? I can't catch what you're trying to say, because if your son is sitting, means your bhav is perfect. Wherever you are, whether you're in holy dham, you attain bhav, and you become siddha. That's what siddha means, you attain bhav and frame. Duration, what's it?
Aspiration, when the aspiration is perfect.
The orientation, the aspiration, the orientation.
Our orientation, our aspiration is like I want to be a mandir of Radharani and praying hard. So why only perfected people? Why not such kind of people are also?
It's an important question, but I have to understand it in order to respond.
I mean, from the point of Shastra, it's understood, like, that sadhana siddha is going back to the pastime. But is there not a way that some other way is emphasized, that even one is maybe not perfected, but the desire to be in the service, that this is so much strong that this can be another part.
She's saying that even though one is not attained that perfection, but the desire is there that I want to do service to Radharani, I want to be a Manjari. So such kind of souls also have entered the past. Is there anything like that? Like, means her question is like Jiva Goswami Pad's statement to her, that how is
that abhiman is section. Tadrusha abhiman abhisiddhir bhavati.
So even if someone has that abhiman, that can give perfection.
Oh yeah, that's what Jiva Goswami says, he attains siddhi just by having that mentality.
Yeah, even though he's not perfect, but even that mentality.
That's Bhakti Siddhartha 304.
That's true.
Okay, we got it. Well, I am excited. I'm always talking about bhav. I'm always telling people to work on their bhava, work on their sentiments, their aspiration, the desire to have that bhava mantra, that love. This is the main thing, is the bhav. So I personally emphasize the bhav. You can interview anybody here.
Yes.
I always talk about the bhav. Because Jiva Goswami says that in Bhakti Siddhartha 304. He says, Abhiman Sri Sri Bhavati.
Kevala, Kevala, Tadrish Abhiman Siddhi
Bhavati. Yeah. Only having a mentality that I want to be a loving servant of Radharani will give you a city. That's your, you become sadness just with that mentality. And Bhagavad Gita, the whole Bhagavad Gita is all about adjusting mentality. The whole Bhagavad Gita is all about Bhav mentality, because Arjuna's mentality was wrong. Bhagavad Gita is not a book about position. Be a kshatriya, be this, be that. But his bhava was wrong. He had the wrong bhava. He's attached, well, he was attached to mundane material things, but he should have bhava attached for Krishna, a spiritual thing. So bhava is emphasized everywhere. Krishna, the Gita, Krishna doesn't tell, he says perfection is bhava. Sadatad bhava bhavita, chapter 8, verse 6. The time of death or bhava is measured. So even if we don't come to bhava bhakti, we don't come to praying, we may get it at the time of death because we have the right bhava. Because look at Putna. Putna had two bhavas mixed together. Murder and mother. Sounds almost the same. Mother, if you're from New York City, say mother. M-U-T-T-A-H means, my mother. That's how you see it, my mother. Means my mother. So murder and mother. So Punda was mother and murder. She had two bhavas. The bhava of murder and the bhava of mother. So what did Krishna do? He said, you can't kill me, I'll kill you. But you can be my mother. You can't offer your breast. You had the bhava of a mother. I'll accept that bhava and give you prema at death. That's all I'm banking on. I'm following the Putna Parampara. Putna Anugatya. Live and rush, dress like a Vrishvasi, you know, Babaji or Govi or whatever. And have the bhava of being a Maitreya or a Rani. Perfect that bhava. If I have bhava or prema or ruchi or a sakti, whatever, at the time of death, Krishna will give you siddhi and prema. Like you gave Putna. I have great faith in that story. It shows the power of Braj, the power of Krishna. So that Putna Rakshasi in the 6th chapter of 10th Kalavata proves under shade 304 of Bhakti Sandharva, he said you get siddhi in bhakti just by your bhava, by your abhiman, mentality. So follow Putna. No, but I think that's what the answer you're trying to find. That this, the important thing is to cultivate the loving mood of Radharani's dasi. What level of advancement will come to, that's in Krishna's hands. It's not our hands. The only thing is in our hand is bhava. Feeling is in our hand. We can feel love, we can feel hate. 6th chapter of Gita, Isha Dresha Sutra, 7th chapter. 7:25. Isha Dresha Smritina, Drondamoyana Bharata. So there's two things, Jiva in this world has two things, love and hate. Those are two bhavas. Those are two bhavas. Love you, hate you. Love, hate, relationship, right? I love you, get married, 5 years later, hate you, get divorced. That's right out of Gita. Krishna's explaining the nature of Jiva's immature world. So Putna had to hate Bob with some love mix, a little drama love mix in there, but mostly hate. Krishna took the drama of love and gave her perfection. So we have a lot of hate Bob in us also. Okay, there's a few drops of love. Let's take the drops of love and get us perfection. We have a lot of good things going for us living in Vrindavan. All kinds of good things to encourage our success in bhajan. Rupa Goswami's life example, Jiva Goswami's teaching, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kavya, Narottam Das Thakur. They all did the Vrindavan, all did bhajan Vrindavan. The modern saints, we have Putana, we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Vaitacharya, Madhavendra Puri, they all came to bhajan here and left their mercy, left their blessing. It's not possible not to attain perfection living in Vrindavan. If you don't attain perfection, I'll have to have a special book for you. Guinness Book of Records. Ripley's Believe It or Not. This girl lived in Vrindavan for 35 years and didn't attain perfection. What? What? It's not possible. Impossible. You put so much money over there, so much time to build that place, and taking care of it so nicely, and doing such beautiful bhajan. What, you're not getting perfection? God, I don't believe it. I can't accept it. I refuse to accept it. Three houses, 5 houses, 10 houses, it doesn't matter. 5 houses, no houses. Just stay in Vrindavan. Be quiet, do your work, do your seva. Don't hurt anybody. You'll get perfection.